Okay, Mrs. Richards.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Fred Lawyer, is that the main company, or was it like a third party?
No, that's my actual insurance company.
Okay.
So are you able to see something or just?
I'm looking at your past. I was looking at the past request to see how I was put in the policy number. So, because it's the same number, but I may just have to take out the dashes.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. And I'm sorry about the delay.
No worries.
Coming up. Let's see. And this request is not the result of an accident, correct?
Correct. Oh, yeah, no. I left my keys in my car. Close the lockout. Yeah. Pour the water out in the sink and throw all those in the trash. Throw these in the kitchen trash because they're bigger.
Okay. Now, what did you say last time? You said they told you it was coming up as a different policy number?
Different plan number or something, maybe. But I don't remember that number because this is the second time. Not every time I've called is there a problem, but this is the second time that there was a problem with like finding me. And so I think the person that found me the first time was saying like, oh, you had a different plan number or something. But after that, when I give this number, I was able to be found. So I'm like, I don't know now. And then now that you're not able to find me, it's like, we're back to, I think there's something more to.
Okay, because the number for you gave the same policy number, and it worked before, but I see last week, like earlier this month, you had a problem too. Trying to see why that is. Do you know the effective date of your policy?
Well, I just reinstated my insurance.
Okay. Like this month or?
Like maybe a couple, like last Friday, I think, or Thursday.
Now, I don't know if that may have something to do with it.
Well, no. When I called, so I had called on maybe Sunday of last week. This is just not my month. But I called last week, maybe, or the week before. But I called because I locked my keys in my car, and she was able to find me. But she said because I didn't have that coverage at that time, it would have cost out of pocket. So she was able to find me, but she was like, you'll have to pay out of pocket. And she was able to get me a quote and everything and was like, it's going to be about $100. And I was like, oh, no, I'm good. So I'm not sure if, like, is there anything else that I could possibly give you? No, thank you.
Let me see. No, because it only lets us search by the membership ID.
Okay.
And if it doesn't.
Princess, where's that paper? Oh, I found it. And so you do have the member number at 825702-67243?
Yes.
I'm coming.
Yeah, because it's not coming up, and I'll try. They give us different ways to search with the policy number, and it's still
thank you
not showing up. And did you want to pay out of pocket and then submit a reimbursement consideration?
No. And so have you already, because I don't have the funds for it, are you able to, like, reach out to somebody else to see?
I can. I had a supervisor, a lead help to try to search as well. But I can. But we don't actually have access to the policy. But I can ask if somebody else, if you want somebody else to.
Your lead help, they weren't able to find me either?
No, but if you want, I don't know if you want to speak to one directly.
I'll just call back later.
Okay, I'm sorry I couldn't better assist you.
No, you're okay. It's okay. If this was the first time, then I will question it, but this is not the first time, so we're good. I know it's something, and I just don't know what it is. So, yeah. No worries.
Okay. If you still can't be found, then you can speak to your agent or somebody from the actual insurance company to make sure you still have everything. And
yeah, I left, I had it, but I will definitely, when I call back later, if I'm not able to still get help, then yeah, I definitely will reach out to them. But thank you.
All right, you're welcome, and I hope you have a better night.
Thank you. You as well. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye.